The new potentially catastrophic Heartbleed bug can give criminals access to bank details and other personal information. This is a warning from technology companies who are panicking about a new type of computer virus, and they want us to get online right now and change our passwords right now. How can this be so catastrophic? Maybe you have had your computer infected by a bug, and maybe you've had some cash siphoned from your banks. Here's the number, 03 453 00 9956. We'll talk about this with Professor Mike Jackson in a second. Let's go to Darren in Cradley Heath. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Danny.
Good afternoon. Have you been infected by the Heartbleed bug?
Yes, I have, actually. I had my bank card cloned, which I didn't even use online. How they managed to get out of my details, I just ain't got a clue.
What's happened to you?
I had somebody go out of my bank card and managed to draw... order a travel ticket to the value of £801.
Order a what?
A ticket.
A ticket?
Yeah, and book an holiday from an airline, from an agency.
Yeah.
For the actual amount of £801.54, I think.
And you don't know how they got your details?
I just ain't got a clue. So the bank put, it's only thanks to my bank team, the fraud department who I'm with, they alerted me straight away and they closed the card down there and then for me.
And do you think that this stemmed from the Heartbleed bug?
Yes, I do, actually, because I did ask them about this new bug, what's out, like you've just explained, and they put it down to this new bug, what's out.
Well, let's get an explanation about what the Heartbleed bug is. Do you know what? Just before we let you go, Darren, I would have thought, you know what, if I was a criminal and I wanted to spend £801 of your cash, Darren, I certainly wouldn't buy a ticket where somebody could just arrest me at the airport.
No, that's right. I mean,
I'd buy, like, a Rolex watch or something and pawn it.
I mean, I just ain't got a clue how they managed to get out of my details at all.
Did they nick anybody? Or did they actually use those tickets?
Unfortunately, before they could get use the tickets, they put a stop on them straight away.
So they never actually... And you got the £801 back?
No. Because they managed to intercept it before it actually went out of the account.
Darren, thank you. Thanks for that warning. Over to you, please. Who else has had money siphoned from their account? Darren claims that it was from the Heartbleed bug. What is this Heartbleed bug? Let's find out. Let's go now to Professor Mike Jackson, Birmingham City University's Business School, expert in computer science and online crime. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
What's the Heartbleed bug?
The Heartbleed bug really works on, it's worked on websites. Whenever you've used, a website and put a password in and that password has been accepted as entry to an account or whatever, the Heartbleed bug is about the fact that that password can be intercepted. Normally, they're sent across the internet encrypted, but the Heartbleed bug allows them to be decrypted, and therefore potential hackers could have your password and be able to use it on the sites that you use it.
The Heartbleed... It is difficult to say, isn't it?
It is.
The Heartbleed bug. Do you have to download it via an email attachment? How does it get onto your computer?
No, it doesn't get onto your computer. The problem it would be on the computer that's actually providing the website. So that's where the bug is, and that's where your password could sit in an unencrypted form, or certainly the means to unencrypt your password could be found. And at that point, the hacker could pick up your password from that website.
Wouldn't they need your bank details, though? Let's just say if I was going to buy something online, they'd need my long card details, wouldn't they?
Well, of course, but that's precisely what you put in as you buy things on the internet. You put in all your details, don't you?
Yes.
You put in your long card number, you put in maybe the short number on the back and the dates. Normally, all of those, when they're passed from your computer to the server, are sent in an encrypted form so that anybody looking at that transmission would not be able to make any sense out of it.
Mm-hmm.
At the other end, at the website, there is a password used to take the encrypted form and make it make sense to the bank or whatever it is that's taking your payment. Now, that password on the other side is the thing that can be stolen through the Heartbleed bug, and therefore any communication that you have with the seller, the bank or whatever, can be understood by somebody who's effectively listening in to what you're sending.
So the infection is actually with the bank server or the vendor's website rather than your own laptop?
Technically, it's not an infection. It's actually a piece of software which has faults in it. But there isn't an infection as such. What has actually happened is that the software that's been around in certain web servers for 2 years now has got faults in it. And it leaves the what should be the secret passwords in places where they can be accessed.
Ah, right. Now, a lot of people listening when they bank online, Mike, like me, I have, it looks like a little calculator. And it's a random number generator. Mm-hmm. And this is with HSBC. And in order for me to randomly generate a number, then I have to put in a 4-digit number anyway so that the machine recognises, security-wise, it's me. And then once it realises and accepts my security, which is 4 digits, then I push another button and then it randomly generates 6 digits. And then I input that onto the HSBC page and then I can transfer dough or do whatever. Now, I guess for people like me and lots of people bank online, then that's fairly secure, is it? Even if this Heartbleed bug did have various passwords, it's not going to randomly generate numbers, is it?
It's adding an extra level of security, and yes, you will be more secure because of that mechanism. And for instance, with my bank, although I don't have one of those little machines, the bank never asks me for my full password. They ask me for part of the password. And therefore, my whole password is never passed across to the bank, and therefore it can't be intercepted. So with these additional bits of security, you are more secure. But even so, I would recommend that you think about changing your password, because there are a lot of people spending an awful lot of time trying to find out other people's passwords.
So change the password.
Change the password. And what you describe this bug as is probably low to medium risk. So you change, for a lot of people, they've got an awful lot of passwords and it'll take them an awful lot of time to change every password they've got. So you think about your most important passwords and change those first and then move down to the less important ones.
OK. Mike Jackson, thank you. Speak to you again. Thanks, Professor. Mike Jackson there from Birmingham City University. Just like Darren, have you had your account hacked into by maybe a Heartbleed bug? If so, how much did you lose? And was the bank forthcoming in